when you're coaching at your best, that's like what?
That's like a free-flowing river which has life in it, and the life is making connections, and it has a clear purpose, and it's a very beautiful, natural thing.
And it's a beautiful, natural thing, like a free-flowing river with life in it, and making connections. And when a free-flowing river is making connections, is there anything else about a river that's making connections?
He's fulfilling its purpose. It's changing things so that they may never be the same again. So it's making change happen. It's dynamic.
And it's fulfilling its purpose and changing things. And it's dynamic. And when a river is fulfilling its purpose and dynamic, what kind of dynamic is that dynamic?
It's quite smooth, it's quite gentle. It's quite quiet in what it's doing.
Smooth and quite quiet. And when that river is making connections, what kind of making connections is that making connections?
It's making life happen. So it's sort of the moment that these things happen, a little buzz of energy or electricity almost that makes something happen and change. And it's in balance.
And that river making connections, making life happen, the buzz of energy and in balance. And when a buzz of energy, is there anything else about that buzz of energy?
It begins to happen independently of the river, almost, in that the river is there, but it's not making these things happen. That's happening kind of independently.
And it begins to happen independently. And is there anything else about that buzz of energy when it begins to happen independently?
That's when the change happens. Yeah, I find it quite hard to think about.
And that's when the change happens. That buzz of energy from making life happen, and the connections, the river making connections. And that buzz of energy begins to happen independently. Whereabouts is that buzz of energy?
Feels like it's flowing through the river. But it's kind of localized, but it's different areas wherever these changes are happening. But it gives the river its life.
And it gives the river its life. And when it feels like it's flowing through the river and localized, whereabouts is that buzz of energy when it's flowing through the river and localized?
It could be anywhere. It could be anywhere within the river, but I guess ultimately it's more than that, so it could be anywhere outside of the river. And the river really is just a catalyst for some of this change to happen.
And it could be anywhere in the river, and anywhere outside of the river. And when that buzz of energy begins to happen independently, flowing through the river, and it could be anywhere, does that buzz of energy have a shape or a size?
Well, it feels like it's a sort of electrical spark almost, even though it wouldn't be in water, but some sort of like a little, literally a electrical buzz of this connection happening. So a sort of zzz.
A kind of zzz.
Yeah.
Electrical spark. Even though it's
and I'm seeing it with some colour through the river. So as these sparks happen, there'll be a little metaphorical zing of red.
And as these sparks happen, there's that metaphorical zing of red. And is there anything else about that electrical spark when it zings with red?
Well, it now feels like it's lost the natural flowingness of the river. And so I'm not sure now about the river with the zing. Because that would detract from the flowing nature of it. Mm. So yes, I'm not sure.
And you're not sure. And when you're coaching at your best, that's like a free-flowing rhythm, making connections and making life happen. And that buzz of energy, like an electrical spark.
Yeah, I think maybe it's not an electrical spark. It's just a connection. Which happens without it being, without people necessarily being aware of it happening. But it's just happening.
And it's just happening. And when you're coaching at your best and free-flowing river, whereabouts are you?
I feel I'm observing the river, but somehow I am part of it all too, but not necessarily part of the river. So whether it's kind of sitting there with my feet in the water and then being present that way, or just observing it, but I think I'm part of it as well.
And you think you're part of it as well. And maybe feet in the water.
But I'm not getting in the way of the river doing its thing. So it may be that, you know, through my being there, it goes past me in a slightly different way, or it's aware that I'm there, but it's not stopping it doing its thing.
And it's not stopping it doing its thing. And when you're part of it, is there anything else about being part of it when it's not stopping it?
I'm still thinking about the, you know, whether I'm sitting in it, whether I'm swimming in it, or how, what is my relationship with it. So I'm sorry, what did you say last question?
And where you're part of it. That free-flowing river, is there anything else about being part of it?
I think when I'm coaching at my best, I am part of it more than just sitting there with my feet in the water. But you know, whether it's being some stepping stones in it or something which is a bit more permanent almost or at that time.
And stepping stones, maybe something permanent. And free-flowing rhythm, making connections, making life happen. And buzz of energy.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, well, yes, you're back, yeah.
Perhaps I was talking too quietly. And free-flowing river, making connections, making life happen, and buzz of energy. And you are part of it. And is there anything else about all of that?
It's very beautiful. It's very real, very very powerful and positive.
It's very beautiful and real and powerful. And positive. Would that be an okay place to bring our session to a close now?
Yes, yes. Okay. Thank you.